Hey, good morning, everybody. It should be a meaningful tainus. So the previous halacha in the Rambam, we talked about the duality of a person shouldn't be machved ulo albanav on the one hand, and then retrospectively shouldn't be medaktik bechvodo. We should prospectively be mochel and retrospectively be misalim. The Rambam then goes further. He says, "Amake ben ogadol minadin oso shereu overal velifna iver lo sitein mechshol." So the goes Maimonios quotes in this. This context, the source, which is Mishuv Chasol Shel Rabbi, Gemara Moed Katan and Daf Yud Zayin, which is the Makor for this. So in other words, the Rambam said previously that a person shouldn't be Machbed Ulo and shouldn't be Medaktik on the children. And the Halacha before that, the Rambam said that Mora required that even if a person was struck by their parents, they couldn't react. Yishtok Viru V'Fachid V'Mishamer V'Haya Olam, etc. But the Rambam now says that there's a difference between being machbir ulo and being medaktik, to be sure, and crossing over into the realm of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, which is that you're triggering somebody to do a chait. And maka b'no hagadol, so that is such a provocative act that it crosses over from something that the Rambam says that it presumably is an issa d'rabbanan, asur l'adam l'achbir ulo abanav, to an issa d'raisa, of overall lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Right, this isn't just again a person being, makbid in their kavod in a way that's unreasonable, but this is really something which is completely, beyond the pale. So just in general, the Rambam has a fascinating shita in the Sefer HaMitzvos about lifnei iver, and then I'd like to try to tie it into machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Vav of Hilchos Talmud Torah. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos. This is the Isser of Reish Tzadites. He says, "Yiranu me'achshol k'tzasenu be'etza, v'hu shem yishol cha'adam etza bedavar, hu nefate bovo azharu mil'ramosim l'achshil bo, aval t'yashrei wal adavar sh'tachshuv sh'u tov v'yashar." Even if you're wrong, but it has to be honest that you think that this is the right path. V'hu amar yisalo v'ifnei iver lo sitein mechshol, v'lo shun sifra, lifnei suma bedavar. I know tell him chayitz al ditem lo etze shena hogenes lo. V'lav ze amru shu kolo gamkein as a subsidiary. It's not the main thrust of it, but as a secondary element of this lav. Mi sheyazor al aveiro yisabiv osa, ki hu yavya yishahu, she ivra ta'avaso ein sichlo, v'chazar ivir v'fateyu v'azreyu v'hashem aveiraso yochin lo sibas aveira. Handing a nazir, being mitame a nazir, or handing the nazir wine. Again, the Gemara talks about what the criterion are of trei ibra denara, etc., or being malbish, somebody kilayim has no idea what's going on. Upashi the kra. So the Rambam emphasizes at the end of this passage in the Sefer HaMitzvos that the primary meaning remains, as we said, within the context of giving somebody an Eitzah Shein Hogenes, but it carries the secondary meaning of being machshel somebody whose taiva, right, blinds them to the right things. Again, plunging that back into B'no HaGadol, right, wants to respond, and if he'll respond, that'll be a Chi of Misa. Right, a chi of chenek. So the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, and this caused a lot of discussion, says, this is at the very end of the sixth parak, al arba v'esrim devarim v'naydin esodam benish benish avelu hein, and he's mevaz is a chacham, afilu achermoso, mevaz is shliach bezdin, akori l'chaveru eved, etc., etc. So on this list here, the Rambam has, broadly, hamachshel asa iver, a person who violates lifnei iver, lo sitein michshel. So the Ravid is masik there. There's a big question, well, what exactly the Ravid is driving at. So the Ravid says, kigon hamake b'no hagadol. Back in our case, hilchos mamrim, that kind of a case. So what does that mean? So if you take a look at the Migdal Oz, what is the meaning of make b'no hagadol specifically in this context? Why did the Ravid single that out? Right, isn't that just the Mefurish Gemara in Moed Katan? V'chasav arayvit kigon amakab no agadol al kal l'shanu v'ani omer z'apashat. The Migdal Oz says, ki perek elu megalcha m'shivcha de rabbi nishtazev v'tamad arachshan de garsin devei rabbi shmal Rabbi Shmuel says there, "Lifnei Yivra lo siten vichshol makam beno agadol kasev adaber v'gam Rambam kasev ken perik vav hilchos mamrim os baos v'chein biro kol achas michav dadvarim eli b'chibur b'chiburo." So he says he thinks that the Rabbi is just telling us a milsa de pshita. Then obviously it's a case of lifnei Yivra lo siten vichshol. So the Rabbi is adding absolutely nothing to our discussion. So to be miyashiv the Rabbi, I think there are at least two possibilities that could emerge from the discussion. One of them is that the Rabbi wants to make sure that we understand that we're talking about lifnei Yivra lo siten michshol, not in the sense, the primary sense, as the Rambam himself says, of the Eitz Hashem Ogenes, but specifically in the context of an Aveira. I think that's a possibility, l'shitas ha-Rabbi. If you look in all of the locations, Nazir and Kilayim and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Ravid is never masig on the Rambam in terms of his definition of Lifnei Yivra. So right, presumably he holds the same definition, especially Hilchos Rotzeach for the Rambam. That's the primary locus where the Rambam deals with the issue, and there the Rambam again lists both of the possible meanings, and the Ravid doesn't have any critique of that. So when he says Ma'ke Beno HaGadol, it could be that the Ravid was coming to tell you that, yeah, specifically in this case, where you know it's an aveira. The other possibility, maybe this is even more compelling distinction, is that not every case of lifnei yivra lo siten michshol l'shitas harayvid is going to warrant nidoy. Maybe there's an aggravated case where you're not just being machshol somebody in an aveira, but you're putting them in a situation where they could violate a misas bezdin. Because Ma'ke b'no agadol, the child, not child anymore, but the son, is going to respond and likely could respond physically. And you're putting the person in a safek sakanas nefasho. So maybe the Ravid, Lafuke, the Migdalos, is saying something very important, that he doesn't think that the Rambam, is right to include all, cases of lifnei yivra lo siten michshol, but cases that rise to an extreme level of aggravation because you're putting somebody in a situation where it's not just an Eitz Hashem Hogenes, and it's not just that you're machshil them in an Aveiro, which is certainly bad, but to put them in a situation where they may, truly violate, an Isser Misas Bezdin. That's something of a different proportion, and that person really deserves nidoy.